This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. It was the great man of the 20th century, Mahatma Gandhi, who once said, "There is more to life than increasing its speed." What did he mean by that? And what would he think today? I mean, sure, he was talking back there in the 1940s. But today, we seem hell-bent on getting to the next great moment of our life, even when we haven't fully appreciated the moment that we're in now. We become distracted, we want to be entertained, and most of us are conditioned to think, well, that's okay, that's the way life should be. We should live at this breakneck speed, all the time rushing. You know, we rush from one place to another. We switch between tasks as fast as we can blink. And I think that many of us want to appear busy, not just to others, but to ourselves as well. And we foolishly think that running in so many directions and all our striving and hurry will help us to find meaning and happiness. You know, we stand in front of the microwave saying, hurry up. Well, commercial advertising today almost urges us to buy up and enjoy life. Why? Well, they're kind of insinuating that life is short and you need to enjoy the stuff now that you've got while you can. And maybe that's why the little girl reacted the way she did. She was in first grade, getting used to the routine of school and was having her photos taken one day. And the photographer was talking to the kids but he wasn't quite expecting this answer. And what are you going to do? What are you going to be when you grow up? And she said, tired. Well, of course, there are advantages in having things done in a fast, efficient manner. But other aspects of life, when we think about it, don't need to be hurried. And I think that Mahatma Gandhi was saying there is great benefit in sometimes slowing down and observing what's going on around you, observing life, and also to observe what's going on within you. We know instinctively that there is a need for us to do that. Some of us, I think, are afraid to stop and ponder for fear of what we might find. What could be worse than finding a great sense of loneliness? That could be scary. So we just keep busy to avoid all those moments. And maybe some of us should have engraved on our tombstones, "I was in a hurry." Life is more than just hurry. It was Elbert Hubbard who said, "He has achieved much success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much." But I think we can never accomplish a great deal without slowing down. But there is another side to this. It was back in the 60s, sometimes called the swinging 60s, that Carole King had a hit song called Up on the Roof. "I found a paradise that's trouble-proof, and if this old world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof." She said in the song, "I'd climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift off into space on the roof. It's as peaceful as it can be, and there the world don't bother me." Now, yes, we do need places of quietness, silence. Really doesn't matter where it is. Perhaps in a church you can sit and be alone with you and God, or a private moment, because it can give you a very real opportunity for God to speak to you. So I think we need to open our mind, our heart and soul to the great Creator God who says, "Let us make man in our own image." You see, you're made in the image of God. You have a soul that lasts forever, so you do have the ability to communicate with Him. And unless we give ourselves permission to slow down and spend time with Him, I think our inner lives will always be the poorer. And so I feel that God would say to us, slow down. Why don't you slow down long enough to find out what's really important? And when you do, it's amazing what happens. The priorities of life start falling into place. Your energy levels will come up again because you feel you're at peace with God and the God who loves you. The Bible said in Psalm 34, verse 8, "Be still, taste and see that the Lord is good." So David, the author of that, is wanting us to experience God's goodness, and that can never happen until we take time, slow down, and experience the stillness of God. And I think we should not ignore that still, small voice. God wants that close relationship with you. Of course, it will take time to develop, just like any friendship does. But a true relationship with God is the most rewarding. Well, Heavenly Father, just slow us down. Help us listen to your heartbeat. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.